In the last 6 weeks, 4 reporters have been murdered in Mexico. The latest victim was Maximino Rodriguez. He was gunned down in his car on Friday afternoon in La Paz, near the southern tip of the Baja California Peninsula. As Shane Frederick reports, Mexico continues to be one of the world's deadliest places to report the news.
At 73 years old, Max Rodriguez wasn't the kind of person you'd expect to be on the police beat. But he couldn't help himself, says Cuauhtémoc Morgan, the co-founder of Colectivo Pericú, the blog where Max worked. I catch him on his cell as he's driving to a memorial for Max. It was totally by chance, he said. In November 2014, Max called me about a shooting near his home in La Paz, and then he sent me a story and photos about what happened. From that moment, he was our crime reporter. After decades as a reporter and government spokesman, Max Rodriguez came out of retirement to cover crime. He didn't know at the time how important the work would become. Murders have recently spiked in his state as a feud broke out between drug cartels. January of this year set a record for the most murders there ever. A week before his death, Max posted this Facebook Live video, which got 15,000 views.
¿Qué tal? Nos encontramos en el exterior del Cerezo, en el crucero de las calles.
He's running up to a crime scene outside the local prison. A man had been shot and would turn out to be a plainclothes police officer. But this type of reporting put Max at risk for exposing crimes and sometimes the criminals behind them.
Como es un sitio de expresión ciudadana abierto, sin ningún filtro para comentarios.
Our outlet promotes freedom of expression, says Morgan. Our comment sections are open, so it's become routine for us to receive threats there. Last week, Max wrote about a string of murdered police officers and named the head of a local gang as the mastermind. There are 5 comments on the story. One ominously reads, "You're lighting the candles for your own funeral, Max." 3 days later, Rodriguez was shot to death as he pulled up in front of a supermarket. It was the exact kind of crime he would have run to cover, camera phone in hand. On Sunday night, the state government said that the same weapon was used in the murder of Max and the police officer Max had reported on the week before, meaning he was likely targeted for his work. Max's death on Friday is the latest in a long list of murdered reporters throughout Mexico. 3 others were murdered in March alone. Noé Zavaleta knows the risks journalists face as well as anyone. His predecessor at investigative magazine Proceso was strangled to death in her home, and a photojournalist he often worked with was killed after fleeing to Mexico City. We journalists face 3 threats, says Zavaleta. Organized crime, that's obvious. Another is the state that tries to oppress our voices. And the third are corrupt media outlets that work with the first two to try to smear journalists who become victims. Murder journalists have become so common as the hardened Zavaleta's reaction to another death. When I hear of another murder, I just think, who's next? It sounds crude to say, but it's the way I have to think about it now. With this climate of fear and intimidation all over Mexico, the most important stories often can't be covered. Cuauhtémoc Morgan says some of the reporters in his state want to get off the crime beat after Max's murder. My wife and I are reflecting on what to do, he says. But right now, we don't plan to stop reporting this type of news. For NPR News, I'm James Frederick in Mexico City.